one of the good things that has come out of this whole process, a great deal of money has gone into helping Anniston cope with the situation. Just recently, a pediatric center was opened specifically for the children of the parents who have these high PCB exposures. Lots of studies are going to be done about the link between PCBs and health. I mean, I think it's going to be some real groundbreaking stuff that's going to come out of this and maybe help everyone have a better grasp of what we can do and how to carry forward.
So in terms of that settlement, that almost $800 million, set out again where that money ended up.
Well, it must be said, first of all, that about $300 million of it went to attorneys. They got very wealthy. But, you know, here's the thing about that, if I may just address that briefly. I mean, I think this is an instance where the justice and legal system in America worked. The lawyers invested $15 million of their own money in order to prosecute this case against Monsanto on behalf of people who are underprivileged, to say the least. A lot of money went to lawyers. You know, another, 40-50% of it went to plaintiffs. Not all of them were happy with the amounts they received, but that's just the nature of money. About $100 million set aside for studies, things like this pediatric center. You know, I think it was fairly equitable. The lawyers got a lot of money, but that's just the nature of the beast.
Apart from the money issue, I mean, how is Anniston dealing with this? How is Anniston dealing with the legacy?
I think that people are still grappling with it. I mean, this was a very high-profile case. I mean, you had people like Johnny Cochran involved, which, you know, made a lot of people uncomfortable just because that's a big spotlight to be on a relatively small town like Anniston. So I think in a sort of a social science sense, Anniston is the better for it. This was a problem that was festering. People were sick. They didn't know why. I mean, I think it was one of those things that is like a demon that needed to be exorcised. And I think that to a degree has happened. I think by and large, it was a sort of a cleansing process that the town has gone through. And I think it allowed them to now look ahead and say, okay, we've got this behind us. Let's move on.
Do you feel there are lessons that can be learned from Anniston that can apply to other communities?
The number one lesson is how important it is for people to be vigilant about what's going on. I mean, Anniston was a town where, from its very inception, there was a very sort of paternalistic attitude. This was a town that was built to function as a support system for an ironworks. I think that was a psychology that remained in place for Anniston during the course of its entire history. I think there was a lot of faith and trust and benefit of the doubt that was given to people like Monsanto come along. I mean, I think they were extended that same benefit of the doubt. You can't necessarily assume that corporations are going to police themselves. I think you can't necessarily assume that government is going to do its job helping corporations police themselves. There's got to be some oversight, and there's got to be vigilance at the grassroots level. And I think that's what happened in Anniston. Finally, people realized, look, this isn't going to happen until we get together and demand some changes and some justice ourselves. That's the primary lesson.